Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to provide some safety tips for our pets and visit all the upcoming events from K-State Research and Extension, like the McPherson County Farmers Market each Saturday. First off, I want to remind everyone of the two McPherson County Fairs coming to Canton and McPherson in July. The McPherson County Fair starts July 13th and is filled with shows and exhibits through the week, along with the Friday and Saturday night rodeo and Sunday night demolition derby. The McPherson County 4-H Fair starts July 22nd in McPherson, so make plans to come over to the 4-H Fairgrounds starting on Friday that continues over the weekend with shows and exhibits and ends on Monday night, July 25th with the Round Robin Showmanship Contest and the Livestock Premium Auction. Come see what all the 4-H'ers do with their projects and visit our fairs. The McPherson Ag Chamber of Commerce Rural Appreciation Picnic isn't until Friday, July 22nd, but our Agriculture Committee has been working hard. This annual tradition to celebrate the agriculture community has been a special event for 52 years. The picnic is sponsored by members of the McPherson County Ag Chamber of Commerce and will be served from 5:30 to 6:30 on the 4-H Fairgrounds, 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. You won't want to miss the freshly ground hamburgers from Crable's Specialty Meats, served with tasty baked beans from Kanaki's Meats and Sweets, along with the juicy watermelon provided by Prairieland Partners. The Rural Appreciation Picnic is a way to celebrate our agriculture producers and families for their contributions to our way of life. Kansas agriculture continues to be a vital force in the state's economy, bringing in dollars and providing many jobs. As the top industry in Kansas, agriculture accounts for over 40% of the total economy. The Sunflower State's top commodities include cattle and calves, wheat, corn, sorghum, and soybeans. The Rural Appreciation will coincide with the kickoff of the McPherson County 4-H Fair. Attendees for the picnic will have time to enjoy the 4-H exhibits in the 4-H building and the Chief building before the picnic is served, then stay for the live food auction under the tent at 6 p.m., followed by the meat goat show in the livestock arena at 7. Here are some safety tips for our pets. As weather rises, everyone and their pets flock outside to spend time in the nice weather. But warmer weather may be rough on our pets if you're not prepared. Here are a few hot weather safety tips for our pets. Keep them cool. When the weather is hot, make sure your pets have plenty of options to stay cool. Cats and dogs only sweat through their paws, so it's easy for them to get overheated. Their primary method of cooling off is through their respiratory tract by panting. Puppies and cats and older animals have an even harder time with hot conditions. If you're spending time outside, set up a resting place in the shade area. Encourage your pets to take breaks when they're playing. Keep them hydrated. Just like humans, cats and dogs can become dehydrated quickly in hot weather. And even a short amount of time outdoors can cause dehydration. Make sure you provide plenty of water around the house and bring your water with you if you head outside. Watch for these signs that your pet is dehydrated, like less energy, dry nose, panting, and loss of appetite. The Mound Ridge Farmers Market is open Saturdays from 8 till 11 and again on Tuesdays from 5 till 7 at the museum at 406 West Cole Street in Mound Ridge. Come rain or shine, vendors have something for everyone at the Mound Ridge Farmers Market. In my extension news, check out all the new summer youth programs on the McPherson County Extension website. These exciting youth programs will be running throughout the month of July. Select one or more for your child's enjoyment before the fair season starts. For our farmers market shoppers here in McPherson, the McPherson County Farmers Market is open every Saturday. Tell your friends and neighbors, plus check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all their details. The Farmers Market will run every Saturday morning, each week till the end of October, from 7:30 a.m. till noon. Right here on the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds, 710 West Woodside, here in McPherson. Come check out all the new vendors at this year's market that will have local produce, baked goods, honey, pecans, handcrafted blankets, environmental friendly cleaners, and so much more. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a great start to their week.